Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Welcome to the New Creation Christian Ministries prayer line. This is the day the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Anthony and I welcome you to the prayer line on tonight. We thank God for the opportunity to come together again and pray. And we thank God for each one of you that come each and every Tuesday to labor in prayer with us. To God be the glory. So we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. We ask that you ready your heart and just open up your hearts and begin to get ready to enter into the throne room of grace, even as we go before God in prayer. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, oh God. Lord, we thank you for your power. We thank you for your hand upon our lives, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to come before you, oh God, boldly. You said, Lord, that we can come boldly to the throne of grace, oh God. So we thank you for the opportunity to come boldly before you, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for life on today. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for a right mind, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the movement of our limbs. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for the breath in our bodies. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for opportunities to go out and work, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for our jobs and our families, God. We thank you, Lord, for our children, God. We just thank you and we praise you on today because you are worthy to be praised. Lord, if we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough. We couldn't worship you enough because you have been so good to us. And, Lord, we just thank you that you've been better to us than we've been to ourselves, God. Hallelujah. So we just thank you. We praise you on today. You said if we don't praise you, the rocks will praise you. We don't praise you, the trees will praise you. Lord, you talk so often in your word about nature praising you, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. But we praise you as your created beings. We praise you, God, as those who are created in your image. We praise you, oh God, as your sons and your daughters, oh God. We praise you, oh God. Hallelujah, as the redeemed of the Lord. We praise you on today, God. Hallelujah, because you have taken our sins and put them into the sea of forgetfulness, oh God. We praise you, oh God, because you have a marvelous plan for our lives, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a hope and a future. We praise you, oh God, because you, oh God, hallelujah, are Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end, the first and the last. We praise you, oh God, hallelujah, because through you and through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, we have the victory over all of our enemies. We praise you, God. Hallelujah. Because we know that with you we cannot fail. We praise you on today and we worship you on today. We magnify your name. Bless every person under the sound of my voice, oh God. Bless those near and far, Father God, all of those on the phone lines, all of those, Father God, who are listening to the archives, all of those who are listening via chat room, oh God, via stream. We ask, Father God, that you will bless them on tonight, God. Lord, you know what they're standing in the need of, God. Those who are sick, Lord, we pray for healing over their lives right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for destroying every yoke, oh God, breaking every stronghold, oh God. We break generational curses right now off of the lives of the people in the name of Jesus. We speak increase, oh glory. Hallelujah. We speak increase over the lives of your people on tonight, God. Father God, bless your people tonight, God.
Bless them in their coming and their going. Bless them in the city. Bless them in the country. Bless them, oh God, on their jobs. Bless your people in their households, oh God. Bless them in their finances, oh God. Hallelujah. Bless their relationships and their marriages, oh God. Bless their families, their children. Bless them, oh God, and bless them indeed, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for supernatural blessing resting upon every person under the sound of my voice, oh God, that you are, Father God, still working miracles, oh glory, in the lives of your people. We thank you, Lord, that you are still working miracles in the lives of your people, oh God. So, Lord, we lift our hands on today, and we receive blessings over our lives. We receive miracles over our lives. We receive healing over our lives. We receive divine manifestation of your plan over our lives right now by faith. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you said the just shall walk by faith, oh God. So, Lord, we're coming to you, Father God, with a conviction, oh God, with pistis, oh God, with determination, oh God. Lord, coming to you, Lord, with childlike faith, oh God, believing that you can do all things but fail, oh God, believing that it is your will, oh God, that we prosper. It is your will, God, to give us the desires of our hearts. It is your will, oh God, to open doors that no man can close. It is your will, God, to bless us above and beyond what we can think, ask, or imagine. It is your will, God, that we prosper and be in good health, even as our souls prosper. Lord, you delight in the prosperity of your children. So, God, we thank you and we praise you on today for the inheritance of Abraham through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we receive our blessings on tonight by faith, oh God, knowing that nothing can stop us. We are unstoppable. We declare that we are unstoppable on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for your divine hand upon our lives. Lord, we pray, Father God, for New Creation Christian Ministries. We pray for every member of New Creation Christian Ministries, God, those who have covenanted with these pastors, those who said, I want to be in covenant with Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca. I want them to cover my life. I want them to pour into my life. These are my leaders, and I hold up their arms. So, Lord, bless each and every person, Father God, that has committed, oh God, to hold up our arms, that every person, Father God, that comes to church on a weekly basis, Father God, to encourage the hearts of their pastor, every person that tithes, every person that gives, oh God, to this ministry, oh God. We ask, Father God, for double blessings, triple the blessings, oh God, not just money, oh God, but whatever they need, Father God. If it's something pertaining to their children, God, we ask that you, Father God, bless them. If it's pertaining to marriage, bless, oh God, bless them. If it's pertaining to occupation, bless them, oh God, for every tither. You said you would rebuke the devourer for their sake, oh God, holding back the hand of the devourer, holding back the hand of the enemy, holding back the hand of poverty and oppression and lack. So, Lord, we thank you that every need is met for every tither, for every tither. We thank you for meeting every need, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless every member, God. Bless every servant that serves in your house, oh God. Even in the houses abroad, those who are not local, but those who are down south and those who are in the western hemisphere and the southern hemisphere, oh God. Bless those, Father God, near and far, oh God, who have committed to your church, oh God. In the name of Jesus, the Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We worship you. Bless the children, the little children. Bless the young ones. Put a hedge of protection around every child, minor and adult child of every member, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, for blessing every child, God. Every child is blessed, oh God. Every child is protected. We cut off the hands of the molester and the pedophile. We cut off the hands, oh God, hallelujah, of the abuser on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, in the Father God. Hallelujah. The abductor. We cut off the hands of anybody who would try to bring harm to any of our children, God. In the name of Jesus, we declare that our children are safe. We declare that our children are prospering in their schoolwork. We declare that our children are excelling in their studies. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray for our adult children right now, God. In the name of Jesus, that our adult children are prospering in their work, oh God. That they're prospering in their search for jobs. Oh glory. That they are prospering, oh God, in their marriages. That our adult children are prospering, oh God. That everything that they touch is blessed. That they're prospering spiritually. Lord, let every person under the sound of my voice prosper spiritually. In the name of Jesus. So Lord, we thank you and we praise you for growth. We thank you for increase on tonight. And even now, God, hallelujah, we pray for those, Father God, who don't have enough, oh God. And I release increase right now in the name of Jesus over every life. In the name of Jesus, I release increase in your finances. I release increase in your health. I release increase in your mindset. I release increase in your spirituality. I release increase, in your marriage. I release increase in your family. I release increase on the job. I release increase in your monies. I release increase in everything that you put your hand to. In the name of Jesus, according to Psalm 1:1-3, that everything that you touch will prosper. In Jesus' name, and you shall have good success. Glory. Hallelujah. You shall have good success in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we thank you for increase, even coming into new creation. Glory. Even coming into new creation Christian ministries, God. We thank you for increase in your church, even as we do the ministry that you've given us to do, God. We thank you for monies coming in, oh, God. We thank you for sowers. We thank you for benefactors, God. People who just say, you know what, I just want to sow into that ministry. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the laborers. Lord, we thank you for people coming into work. We thank you, Lord, for the members, new members, God. We thank you, Lord, for families coming in, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, for salaries being met for the people, Father God, who are salaried in the church, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you for resources, every resource, even as we do outreach ministry. Even as we send out the purple postcards, even as we go and give out cards, even as we go door to door, God, we ask for souls to be saved, God, for lives to be changed, for, Father God, for people to be restored, oh God, for hearts to be replenished and repaired, oh God, for the sick to be healed, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we thank you for increase. Increase the anointing. Increase, oh God. Increase the power. Increase the impact coming forth from New Creation Christian Ministries. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you for everything that you're doing and everything that you continue to do. Bless every ministry in the house. Bless our Christian ministries. Bless the Burgesses and the Malloys. Bless, oh God, hallelujah, every church service that takes place in that building. Bless, oh God, the most excellent way. Bless the marriage ministry. Bless, oh God, hallelujah, the evangelistic ministry. Bless, God, the children's ministry. Bless the music ministry. Bless, oh God, every ministry, oh God, the praise team, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, continue to have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise God. Go ahead and come on, give God some praise. Go ahead and magnify his name. Go ahead and magnify his name. Lord, we pray for the Williams family, God, as Pastor Williams has gone home at 98 years old to be with the Lord. We pray for her family. We pray for her church family. We pray for relatives and friends alike, oh God, that you will bless them, even as the home-going service is on Thursday, that you would bless them. We pray for Evangelist Elizabeth Page. Continue to heal her body. We thank you that by the stripes of Christ, she is healed. We pray, oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, for every person standing in the need of prayer, hallelujah. Bless Sister Yvette. Continue to give her victory on her job, God. In the name of Jesus, bless Elijah, Brother Elijah, oh God. Continue to give him victory on his job. In the name of Jesus, bless every person, God. Those who call in and those who don't, God. Bless every person, oh God, that comes in prayer room. Brother Jesse, oh God, even if he comes, Lord, to come for his own personal prayer request, but even before he comes, we ask that you bless him, oh God. Open doors that no man can close. Sister Rick, oh God, every person, Sister Carmen, Sister Maria, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Sister Lori, oh God, Sister Rita, Evangelist Robinia, God, Mother May Thomas, every person who's a part of this prayer line, God, the young lady in Elizabeth, Sister Carmen's cousin in Elizabeth, God, in the name of Jesus, every person, oh God, that comes to this prayer line, God, we ask that you pour out your blessings in Jesus' name, ha. Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise God as Pastor Anthony prepares to come. We see your hands. Go ahead and praise God. Open your mouth and praise him. Give him the glory. Come on. Come on. Get into his presence right where you are. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. Come on. Help me praise him. We worship you, oh God. Come on. There's a breakthrough in your praise. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. You are worthy, oh God. Hallelujah. We give you the glory, God. Hallelujah. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. I pray for my sister Jackie overseas, oh God. Thank you for in Kuwait. Thank you for bringing her home safely, God. We pray for her to come back safely, God. The girls in Nigeria, come on and praise them. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. I feel God up in here. We glorify your name. There's a breakthrough in your praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Open your mouth and glorify his name. Open your mouth and praise him. Hallelujah. Give him the fruit of your lips. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. We glorify your name. You are worthy, oh God. You're worthy. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, Pastor Anthony, hallelujah, as we continue on this prayer line. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Paul, as we see those hands, we thank God for everybody on this prayer line tonight.
Yes.
We know that the power of God, the Holy Spirit, yes, of the living God, the Holy Ghost is on this prayer line tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are going to open up the prayer lines momentarily a little earlier tonight. Coming from the book of Mark, the 11th chapter, it says, in verse 22, and Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith.
My God.
Therefore I say unto you, the Bible says,
my God,
that what things soever you desire,
Jesus,
when you pray, Jesus, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive.
My God.
If you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses.
Yes, yes.
But if you do not forgive, neither shall your Father, which is in heaven, forgive you your trespasses.
Yes.
So we thank God that the Bible reminds us tonight to put our faith back in God.
My God.
I thank God for his word. I thank God for his son who shed his blood for you and I. I thank God tonight for the power of prayer and the prayer of faith and the believers that's on this prayer line tonight. Because somebody believed in the power of prayer, and he said, if my people who are called by my name, if they would humble themselves and if they would pray, if they would seek my face and turn from evil and wicked ways, then I will heal their land. We're coming on this prayer line on behalf of loved ones.
Yes.
We're coming on this prayer line on behalf of family members.
Yes.
We're coming on this prayer line on behalf of our students and our faculty. We're coming on this prayer line on behalf of those, Father God, that we love and that we care about, our church members and our fellow believers in the body of Christ. Then he said, if we do believe and do not doubt in our heart, we shall move mountains. Glory be to God. I feel the Holy Ghost, Pastor. He said, mountains shall be moved. The mountain of debt. The mountain of sickness. That generational curse that have hindered your family. That stronghold. That mountain shall be torn down through the power of prayer. Life and death is in the power of your tongue tonight. So we believe that every mountain that's standing in your way, trying to block your blessing, every stumbling block that's standing in your way, trying to get what God has purposed in his heart for you, in the mighty name of Jesus, the word that we read says, speak to the mountain, and it shall move out of your way. So right now, Lord, mountain of sickness, and we say, sickness be cast down in the mighty name of Jesus. Your words have authority. Your words have power. So whatever we bind on earth, it shall be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth, it shall be loosed in heaven. So we bind up right now worry. We bind up right now stress. We bind up right now anxiety. We bind up right now in the name of Jesus troubled minds and thoughts that hinder us. We bind up right now negative thoughts and negative people. We bind up right now negative word curses that have been spoken over our lives. We bind up right now the spirit of witchcraft, the spirit of the Antichrist, the spirit of ungodliness. We bind up right now that rebellious and religious spirit. We bind up right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and we loose the word of God that wants us to prosper. We loose the love of Jesus over every family on tonight. We loose the power of the Holy Ghost. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. We loose the word of God over your life that he said, beloved, I wish above all things that you will prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prosper. We loose the power of prayer over every life tonight. And he says, whatsoever you desire in your heart, believe that you receive and you shall have what you desire. Lord, grant the people the desires of their heart tonight. Grant that person in the name of Jesus, Lord, who is wishing and hoping and wanting you to move on their behalf according to your will. Grant them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, those who want all of their children saved, those who want all of their grandchildren saved, those who want all of their students and their loved ones to excel, those in the name of Jesus who need their careers to take off, who need a financial breakthrough, who need a financial miracle and healing, a miraculous healing in their bodies tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, even as we heard Pastor Rebecca preach at our church on Sunday, God is a God of grace. God is a God of pardon. God is a God that extends mercy to us. And she told the people at New Creation, God has forgiven you. God has granted you grace. She said the mercies of God are new every morning. She reminded us that even if we sinned last night, we are forgiven. Even if we did it today, we are forgiven when we repent and go to God. So I thank God for the word over our lives on Sunday, even as he has reminded me tonight glory be to God that he has already forgiven you. He has already said, let go and let God. He has already thrown it into the sea of forgetfulness. I said, his mercies are new every morning. I said, mercy by mercy, new morning. I don't know the song. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. Go ahead, Pastor. That's in the hymnal. Oh, we can't forget the hymns. We can't believe those that paved the way for us. The Apostle Paul said, we are building on a foundation that has already been laid. You and I are the Christians of today. You and I are the ambassadors of Christ today. You and I are the walking epistles that he wants to use. Your family is looking at your walk with God. Your coworkers are looking at your walk with God. Your neighbors are counting on you to glory be to God, to be the living word of God. So right now, Lord, I say cover every person under the sound of my voice. I plead the blood of Jesus over every household, over every career, over every family, over every marriage represented on this prayer line, over every child and over every grandchild. Cover them with the blood of Jesus in these last and evil perilous days. Cover your children, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus. He said, if you be weary, burdened, and heavy laden, come unto Jesus, and he will give you rest. We're going to open up the prayer lines because Jesus is on the prayer line. Tell him what you want.
My God.
I know that's a song, but it just came to me. Jesus is on the prayer line. Tell him what you want. We're going to God on your behalf tonight, beloved. We're going to the throne of grace. We're going to the throne of grace on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Caller, we see these hands. Be patient with us tonight. We're going to put every caller through. Just press 1 on your phone device. Area code 404. We thank God for you on tonight.
Yes, God bless you.
Area code 404. Amen.
Yes.
God bless you.
Yes, I just want to say hallelujah, praise God. God has truly blessed me. I know in my heart, in my mind, and in my soul that, yes, I am a child of God. He prepares me, he leads me, and he guides me. And I am worthy, 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 as given to our God, our Master. I ask just for special prayer, especially tomorrow, as I go to a second interview for an upgrade on my job. I had an interview yesterday and received an email this morning. Please come back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning for a second interview. And I'm just asking God let the word come out my mouth that will be soothing to the ears of listeners to know that I am worthy of that job. I ask God to lead and guide me and let me continue to be an instrument of not only his peace, but his good work. And I know that God will open the door for me, and I just ask a special, special prayer that there will be peace this week, our last week of school. There's so many violent things going on toward the end of school. And I just ask God for peace, especially tomorrow, since I have to leave work, go to the interview, then come back to work. I just want peace and everything to be okay once I get back. So I'm asking a special prayer for that, my family, my friends, everyone and every child in my school. Thank you.
Amen. Let us lift that up before the throne of grace. Heavenly Father, in your Son Jesus' name, we thank you for this open door that no man can shut for Brother Jesse.
Yes.
Thank you for elevation and exalting him.
Yes.
You say you raise up kings, Lord. You are raising him up in the mighty name of Jesus in the educational field. So we thank you for favor, Lord, even on this second interview opportunity.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord, for the open door.
My
we
God.
Thank you for the grace that you are extended to him right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, even as he is on assignment as a principal and overseer of the school, we thank you while he's away that the kids will perform with a spirit of excellence, that the faculty that he leaves in charge, Lord, will do the work, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that the peace will go forward, that the school year will end strongly, Lord, in a peaceful manner, that the kids will be promoted and going into the summer season, Lord, and on a high note. So we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, even as he has lifted up friends and loved ones that he cares about, that he's concerned about, that he is praying for, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless this young man. We plead the blood over his life. We say cover him, Lord, with your unmatchable love, your anointing power that's on him right now in this season, Lord. We thank you. Glory be to God that goodness and mercy are going to follow him into that interview and all the days of his life. So, Lord, we thank you, and we believe it by faith right now that it's already done. So, Lord, we thank you for having influence where you need to have influence in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for the praise report. We thank you for this blessing that is only coming from your hand. We thank you that you've already opened up the windows of heaven and poured Brother Jesse out a blessing too big for him to receive. So, Lord, he received it by faith right now, even as two or more, my wife and I, the New Creation Church family, those on the prayer line tonight, touch and agree with him for this blessing, Lord, of elevation and promotion. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, my brother, we look for the praise report on that.
Yes.
We'll continue to pray for you as you go for that second interview, and we believe that it's going to be favorable. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God. We thank God. Yes, yes, hello?
Amen.
God bless you. We're breaking up a little bit, but we thank God for Brother Jesse as he called in tonight, praying for himself and those he loved, the students that God has blessed him to be principal over. And we thank God, amen, as he called in tonight, and we're believing that a praise report is going to come back from that situation that he has pending.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Praise
so we thank God for you, Brother Jesse. We got a little interrupted through your phone line, but we thank God for you tonight.
Amen.
Area code 201, we thank God for you on this evening. 201, God bless you. Amen. Area code 201, is that a prayer request? Amen. We'll come back to that person.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank God for them on tonight.
Area code 201. This is Sister Sandy Johnson.
Okay. Let me give me 1 second here. God bless you. Yes, area code 201. We are listening. We can hear you. God bless you.
Oh, praise the Lord. I'm just calling. I don't have a specific prayer request. You know, I just want to just stay in prayer and, you know, just stay in fellowship and be connected with the saints. You know, I'm just thankful. I'm just thankful. I've been thanking God and praising him all day, and I'm just happy to be on the prayer line tonight.
Amen. Well, we thank God for you. Can we ask your name?
Yeah, Sandy Johnson. Yeah,
okay,
I was at a New Creation 2 weeks ago with Sister Kathy. I'm Kim's cousin.
Okay, amen. Well, to God be the glory. Well, we thank God for you calling in tonight. Like you said, not even wanting to pray, but we just want to lift you up very briefly before God anyway. Father, we thank you for her life. We thank you in the name of Jesus that she says she's in a good place with you and in the center of your will. And thank God, Lord, that the joy of the Lord is her strength on tonight. Right now, Lord, cover her home, cover her career, cover her life with the blood of Jesus, Lord. We pray, God, blessings over her and her household in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak wellness over her. We speak health and prosperity over her life in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. That you, her eyes have not seen, her ears have not heard. And we thank God in the name of Jesus that blessings and prosperity, abundance and increase her portion in this season. So, Lord, thank you even as she called in, not even wanting prayer, that you cover her in spite of, Lord, that there's an angelic host on assignment to guard her life, that a guardian angel is watching over her on a daily basis, In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, you see every tear. You see every concern. You see every care. And, God, I thank you as she called in tonight that you will honor her as she honored the spirit of prayer on tonight. So bless her. Bless her indeed. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for you tonight. Sister Sandy, continue to listen. Amen.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, yes. We thank God for our sister. She came to visit the church recently, and we thank God for her. And come back and visit us. Amen. To God be the glory. We thank God for her. She's a wonderful woman of God in the body of Christ, and we thank God for her spirit on this prayer line on tonight.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Another caller. Callers, we're going to get to every hand raised on tonight. So just be patient with us, and we will get to you momentarily. Area code 404, we thank God for you on this evening. God bless you. Area code 404, was that a hand raised? Hallelujah. Well, we'll get back to that caller. To God be the glory. We'll get back to them. Again, press 1 on your phone device, and we'll put you on the air. If you have a prayer request, a praise report, an encouraging word, hallelujah, we'll put you on the air tonight. To God be the glory. We'll get back to that area code 404. But right now, area code 678. We thank God for you this evening. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca, and God bless Pastor Anthony. Thank you, Jesus, for these two wonderful, powerful people of God. Thank you, Jesus, for them, and thank you for this prayer line. I'm only calling for a prayer request, but I also have to give thanks to God for all he has done for me, for his grace
yes.
upon my life, for what he is about to do, for the doors that he's going to open. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Go ahead and praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you. You deserve all
praise
and glory, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you.
God bless you,
Amen.
Sister Maria. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Keep praise and giving God the glory over your life. I know you always got to praise, and thank you for always praying for us. Did you have a specific prayer request on tonight?
Well, there's one more thing that I wanted to say that happened to me the other day as I was doing some little work around the house and stuff. God spoke to me, and I actually heard a kiss, and he told me that he loved me. And I told him back, I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And that was so special to me because I felt and I heard his voice, and I want to give him thanks. I want to give God all the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
He always tells you that, but he came to you personally and told
yes.
you that he loved you and gave you a kiss.
Oh,
what a mighty God.
God. Jesus loves me. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes,
thank
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you.
I love you, Jesus. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
He does love you. You are very special to God. Hallelujah. So precious to him. Hallelujah. He just loves you so much. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you. We praise you for Sister Maria, God. We thank you, Lord, for showing up, oh God, and giving her a kiss and just letting her know how much you love her, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your hands upon her life, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for the praise that's in her belly and her mouth, God. We thank you, Lord, for walking with her through every storm, oh God, every challenging challenge in life, God. We just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for making yourself real, sir. Oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for the power of the Holy Ghost that rests upon her life, Lord, that you are with her, you're in her, and your spirit comes upon her, oh, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for never leaving her. Oh, glory. Never leaving her, nor never forsaking her, but always being with her, oh, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for never dropping the ball on her. We thank you, Lord, for healing every hurt, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, for just always, Father, being that friend that sticks closer than a brother, oh, God. Lord, for loving her and caring for her and carrying her, oh, God, and nurturing her, oh, God. Hallelujah, 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 being the lifter of her head, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for providing for her and protecting her, oh, God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus.
Name
we thank you,
Jesus.
Lord. Favoring her, oh glory, hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for her being blessed and highly favored
thank
of you,
Lord.
Oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the coat of many colors, oh God. Even that you adorn her with, oh God, the garment of praise, oh God. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you for her life, God. Continue to bless her. Oh, touch her right now. None more questions. Thank you for laying your hands on her, oh God. Thank you for touching her. Thank you, Lord, for comfort. Thank you, Lord, for the joy of the Lord being her strength, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that this joy that she has, that the world didn't give it to her, and the world can't take it away.
Hallelujah.
So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for her testimony. Mm-hmm. Bless her household. Continue to bless her son.
Yes.
Lord, thank you for bringing her son in, oh, God, into your kingdom. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you for saving him. So I just see God removing hindrances in your life.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
He's removing things. And he says that the way has been made even for your son to come closer to him. The way has been made even for your son to come closer to him.
Hallelujah.
It's been a concern as far as your son, but God says he has him and he has him covered, and I just see God bring him into his own personal relationship with the Lord. Hallelujah. But also know, God says, know that your son is watching your life. Hallelujah. And you it's something, there's been an increase. I feel God right now. There's been an increase. Hallelujah. There's been an increase in your faith walk, and that's being manifested in your day-to-day life. And your son has been watching you. And believe me, he's curious about the things of God. And God is saying, not many months from now, not many days from now, your son will begin to come. He will begin to walk closer with him. He's already praying. He's already starting to inquire about the things pertaining to the word of God. But God says, you have not seen anything yet. Your prayers have come up before me, says the Lord, as a sweet smelling aroma. So, Lord, we just thank you for Maria. We thank you for her son. Oh, glory. My God, Pastor Anthony just said, keep blessing her. But I just heard the Lord, I am going to keep blessing her. In the name of
Jesus.
Because she keeps blessing me. The more
you
praise him, the more he's going to bless you. In the name of Jesus. Because you praise him in the middle of it. You praise him when things are good. You praise him when things are bad. And God said, because of your faithfulness, he's going to be faithful to you. Hallelujah. You and Brother Jesse. I don't know if Brother Jesse is still here. But God says he's opening doors that no man can close. And he's closing doors that no man can open. He has it on lockdown. Your season of favor. Is Brother Jesse still here? I don't know if he's still here. But for you and Brother Jesse, your season of favor is on lockdown. God has it locked in place, and nobody can shift it. Nobody can change it, and nobody can turn around what God has already put in motion. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You keep praising him.
Thank you, Lord.
You keep praising him.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. God's taking you higher and higher and higher. Yes. He's taking you higher. And you know what God did for you, Sister Maria? This is what he showed me. When you got the Holy Ghost with the baptism of speaking in tongues, God opened up your discernment, and he opened up your spiritual ears.
Yes.
So you're going to be able to discern his presence more. You're going to be able to hear his voice more. And it's just going to be beautiful. Your relationship with him has increased. It just decreased. It just went to another dimension.
Thank
so
you
haven't
Lord.
Seen
Hallelujah.
Anything yet. You think he hugged and kissed you? He kissed you and told you he loved you once, but he's not finished. He's going to keep speaking,
yes,
and you're going
Thank
to keep feeling his presence in
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name. So, Lord, we thank you for increase over her life. We thank you for increase in the
thank
spiritual
you.
Realm. We thank you for
thank
increase, O God, of your presence. We thank
you
for increase, O God, of your glory. Fill her home, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Fill her house with your glory. Touch her and heal her body, God, with glory, manifest the healing right now. I pray for manifest the healing over your body right now in the name of Jesus. From the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, God is touching you. He's delivering you from aches and pains, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And this pain is not going to come back. God says he's going to touch you, and it's not this pain when it goes, when it dissipates, it's not coming back. So, Lord, we thank you for total healing in
total
Jesus'
healing.
Name. Oh, glory.
Jesus
Hallelujah.
Name.
Total
Hallelujah.
Healing from the inside out. Oh, glory.
Thank
Hallelujah. From the inside out, total healing, and this
yes,
pain will feel no more in Jesus'
yes,
name. Hallelujah.
Jesus
Hallelujah.
Name.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you both. God bless you, Pastor Rebecca, and God bless you, Pastor Anthony. There's more than anything that I wanted for one day to meet you both, because I want to give you both such a big hug. You guys have been so special to me and so helpful with my journey. I ask God to bless you every single day. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Well, we're looking forward to that hug, but we feel your prayers, and we thank you for standing in the gap and praying for us on a daily basis, and know that we love you, and we can't wait to just squeeze you with the love of Jesus with a great big hug.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. You both have a good night. Thank you very much. God bless you both.
God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank God tonight for Sister Maria. She is a blessing, and I know, Pastor, even as you was praying, callers, we see those hands. We're going to get to that area code 973. Pastor, I saw God healing somebody tonight.
My God.
Who has an irregular blood situation.
Jesus.
I don't know if it's high blood
Jesus.
Pressure or low blood pressure, but God says right now, and glory be to God, he's going to regulate it in the mighty name of
my
Jesus.
God.
And even as you was praying for pains to be removed,
glory. Hallelujah.
I saw, it's not somebody didn't even pray for it tonight, but on this prayer line is somebody who's taking more than one medication. You're taking more than one medication, and God's not going to remove it all at once, but you're coming off of some of the meds.
My God.
I said you're coming off of some of the medicine that you're taking.
Hallelujah.
Somebody on this prayer line, you're taking more than one medicine.
My God.
And God is miraculously healing you right now. By the time you go back to the doctor or in the very near future, I see
meds.
It. Keep taking your meds.
Yes.
You're right, Pastor, but I see somebody supernaturally being released from some of the medicine that you used to have to take.
Jesus.
And right now, God is reducing that by healing you supernaturally, and a doctor is going to say there's no more need for this particular medicine or meds, and we're going to reduce either the dosage or the amount of medicine that you are taking. I saw that thing so mightily in the spirit, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And somebody, as you said, that pain is already being removed in the name of Jesus. I feel the Holy Ghost. Area code, God bless you. Hallelujah. Area code, I feel healing on this line.
Yes.
Area code 973, we thank God for you. 973, God bless you.
I'm a 973. This is Kathy.
Jesus, Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God
yes.
bless you, Kathy.
Yes.
Amen. To God be the glory. We thank God for you. Yes, we're listening.
Yes. Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Absolutely. We can hear you. Yes.
You're right. The doctor did take me off of some of the meds, but it's still trying to work it out, trying to, you know, still keep me, you know, off of dialysis. But so far he did take me off of some of the medication, in which we're trying to see how that works. And I just would like for you to just pray for my entire family. Kim had to go back to the hospital, but God is working glorious things in her life, because she's going to get out and she's going to rehab tomorrow. And
Amen.
Just a prayer for my cousin Sandy.
Lift you up before the Lord,
but that
is amazing. Glory be to God. In the spirit, I just sensed it and felt it, and you called in right away. Pastor Anthony, doctor has already reduced what I was on, and he's still working on me. The Lord is still healing you. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, even Father God, as you have given in the mighty name of Jesus, Kathy Grace, reducing her medication. And Father God, even she's looking forward to your supernatural, miraculous hand. Continue to work in her situation. Continue to work on her body. Total healing is what she expecting from you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you for the doctors, and we thank you for the procedures and the medicines. We thank you, Father God, for the treatment that she's getting. And right now we're believing for total healing, total deliverance, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. So bless this young lady, Father God. Remove every stumbling block. Remove every sickness, every disease. By your stripes, she is already healed. So, Lord, we send your word to her in the name of Jesus. You said every sickness and disease you have already canceled. So right now we believe by faith right now, Lord, that you have already turned every negative situation around towards her good in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we believe by faith right now that she's already healed, already delivered, already set free from every infirmity. And bless her sister, Kimmy Thompson, Lord. Bless her mother in the name of Jesus, Lord. Bless the Tonsil family, Father.
Thank you, God.
Glory be to God. We plead the blood of Jesus over the whole family, Lord. So right
Thank
now,
you,
keep
God.
Kimmy. Keep Kimmy, Father God, as she go back for more treatment, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
so,
Jesus.
So, Lord, bless Kathy. Bless Kimmy. Bless Mother Tonsil, her brothers, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So we call it done.
Yes, God.
All it
you
done.
You said speak those things that be not as though they are. And right now we believe by faith that it's already done.
Yes, God.
It's already been settled
thank
in
you,
heaven.
God.
So we thank you for
God.
The manifestation. The manifestation.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Sister Kathy, we're looking forward to that praise report.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You already gave us a praise report that the doctor reduced some of the medicine.
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So we thank God for that tonight. Amen.
Yes.
We're going to celebrate that, Pastor.
Yes.
We're going to praise God on that. We're going to hallelujah God on that right there.
Yes.
Oh, glory be to God. Thank God for the progress that has already been made.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Father God, right now we break every generational curse in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And we break the back and bind up Satan, the Lord God be against you and the Tonsil family in the name of Jesus. We cover the bloodline with the blood of Jesus. And we declare right now, Father God, healing in every organ, Father God, healing, Father God, in every vital organ, in the heart, the kidneys, oh God, hallelujah, the spleen, oh God, the bladder, the lungs, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Father God, in the stomach area, oh God. We thank you and we praise you, oh God, Father God, for total healing over their lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are a God of the miraculous. And we plead the miraculous over their lives right now. We come against the spirit of discouragement and despair.
the pressure right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we speak joy over their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus,
in the
into the heart of Tim Ponsel right now, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I break off guilt and shame, oh God.
Glory.
Condemnation. We know there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So we break off every spirit that's contrary to you, oh God, that's trying to vex this woman of God in the name of Jesus. And we declare and decree that she is loose. Kim Ponsel, you are loose in Jesus' name. Everything that's trying to hinder your heart,
break those chains,
that's trying to
Lord.
Lock up your heart. We break every chain right now in the name, in the
in
spirit
the name
realm.
Of
oh,
Jesus.
That's it, Kathy. We break every chain in the spirit realm right now in the name of
in
Jesus.
The name
and
of
we
Jesus.
Declare that no weapon formed against this family can prosper in Jesus' name. So we go back down through the years and we cut off every stronghold that's trying to come against this family and oppose this family. And we speak victory over this family. We speak healing over this family. We speak prosperity over this family. We speak health and wellness over this family. And
thank
we
you,
speak
God.
Joy over, and over this family right now in the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus.
God.
So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise the brothers, the sisters, the mother, oh God, in the name of, we pray for Mom's counsel right now, in the name
thank
of Jesus, Lord, you can touch her body
touch
right now, and heal her right now, God, even as she goes through dialysis, Lord, we thank you, Lord, there will not, you could cut off the need, we pray, Father God, even for the need for dialysis to be eliminated, oh God, that you would give her healing in the land of the living, oh God, that you would heal her body, God, that you will take away, Father God, the malfunctioning of her kidneys, oh God, and everything,
Jesus.
Father God, that causes her to have to go through this dialysis, this process, oh God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are Jehovah Shando, that you are God of the turnaround. So Lord, we believe
God.
That you can turn that situation around, God. You healed her already, God, from
one
condition,
God.
And we believe you can heal her from this, oh God. And Lord, we thank you right now, Father God, that Kimmy,
you,
that
God.
Kathy, that Montasso, that their brothers are healed, oh God, in
Jesus'
name. Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank
break
y'all so much.
Break it off. We ought to see God breaking this sickness off. Broke it off. Broke it off. Sickness is not your will, God. So we thank you for breaking it off of this family. And Jesus,
God.
Every demon on assignment, I cast out and cast off every demon on assignment that's coming against your family, Kathy. You are a child of God. You and your mother and your sister are children of the Most High God, your brothers, and the devil cannot dwell where God lives. Amen.
God.
So he can only try to come on you
God.
And oppress you. So we bind him off of you, trying to oppress you, trying to make you sick. The spirit of sickness, the spirit of oppression, we bind that spirit and we cast it
bind
off
it
in Jesus' name. My
in
God,
Jesus
right
name.
Now, in Jesus' name,
in
Jesus' name,
in
Jesus' name. I see demons fleeing right now, in Jesus' name. Go to the house, talk to Kimmy on her way to rehab, in Jesus' name. My God, in Jesus' name, we call her free, and free in Christ, and free indeed. In the name of Jesus, I feel God right now. Lord is moving.
Ooh,
angels
Lord.
Have been back.
He's working.
In the
He's
name
working.
Of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you
well,
all.
We
thank
God
you.
And look
you
forward
both.
To those praise reports that you'll bring back to the prayer line, Kathy. Thank God for you. Amen.
Amen. And thank you both.
Amen.
All right. Y'all have a blessed time.
To keep praying them. And thank you. Amen. We're going to have a blessed night. Thank you. Amen.
Thank you.
All right. Pastor, to keep praising God.
That's right. There's no other way. Nothing else to do. I got to praise
Amen.
Him. Got to.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God. We thank God for her tonight. What a blessing. Amen. To God be the glory.
My God.
We're going to go off the air momentarily. If there's a final prayer request, just press one on your phone device, and we will put you on the air. But even as you was praying, Pastor, I saw someone tonight. God said, tell the people tonight they're going to have a sweet sleep.
Oh,
Jesus. He told me that
slumber.
Insomnia.
He said that spirit of insomnia.
Oh,
there's,
my God.
There's someone on the line tonight.
Jesus.
God says, it's not even you that you're worried about.
Jesus.
But you can't sleep because you're concerned about someone else.
My God.
You can handle your situation. You can handle what's ailing you. It's not even you. But God says you're having trouble sleeping because you're praying and believing God for somebody else. But he said even in the middle of that, you're going to release it tonight and sleep well.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I feel God.
Glory.
Even in the middle of praying
glory.
And wanting
glory.
Something to happen for another person. I don't know if it's a child, a loved one, but it's somebody else that you have been praying for and believing God
my
for,
God.
And you can't
my
sleep
God.
Because you want them so delivered and set
my
free.
God.
And God says, I got that, and you'll be able to sleep tonight.
Jesus.
I got them, and you'll be able to sleep tonight. In other words, there's been a release.
Oh, glory.
There's been a release, and it's going to be a release in your spirit on tonight, and that's why you're going to have a sweet slumber and a sweet rest. I don't know who that's for. But somebody been having a restless night or trouble sleeping through a sound sleep, sleepful night, and tonight's going to be different. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Callers, we see these hands, and we're going to get to every caller tonight, Pastor, because there's a special spirit on the line tonight in the name of Jesus. Area code 908, we thank God for you on this evening. 908.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony.
Thank you.
I take that word from me, praise God. Hallelujah. I receive that word. Hallelujah. Bless
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
I receive that word. Amen. Oh, I'm the one that can't sleep, praise God. Ooh, I haven't slept in weeks, praise God. Not at night. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. So I just want to let you know, Pastor, I receive that, and I thank you.
Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let us pray very quickly, Sister Lori, but I thank God as he, you know, shows us in the spirit realm some things that are happening. I thank God that you're going to have a sweet rest tonight.
Yes,
you're going to
yes.
be restful for tomorrow. You're going to feel refreshed. You're going to have
yes.
a sound sleep.
My God.
And it's going to be a wonderful thing when your head hits the pillow tonight.
Jesus.
Father,
yes.
in the name of Jesus,
yes.
we thank you for
Lord.
Sister Lori,
thank
even as she has testified.
Yes.
Father God, that you have been a keeper because she needed to be
thank
kept.
You.
We thank you in the name of Jesus that there has been a release
thank
in her
you.
Spirit.
Yes.
There's been a breakthrough in her spirit.
Yes.
And there's been
Hallelujah.
A glory be to God, a breakthrough in her situation.
Mm.
That's why she'll be able to rest tonight.
Yes.
So, Lord, we thank you that you are the God of breakthrough.
Yes.
You are the God of a turnaround.
Yes.
You are the God that can do everything but fail.
Yes,
so, Lord,
yes.
we thank you for
thank
Sister
you.
Lori. We thank you for sweet slumber
yes,
on tonight.
Yes, thank
we thank you that
thank
you have not given us the spirit of fear,
yes,
but of
God.
Love, power, and of a sound mind. You have not given us the spirit of worry and anxiety and stress.
Yes,
so right
yes.
now, Lord, thank you for removing every negative
thank
thought.
You,
in the
yes.
mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, she's a praiser. She's a worshiper. And I thank you for her love that she has for you, her love she has for her church and her pastors, her love she has for her children and her grandchildren. So, Lord, bless Sister Lori Davis. Bless her household. Bless everything that she cares about in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for the rest.
Oh,
we thank you in the name of Jesus for the peace. We thank you, Father God, for the solace and the calm that's in her mind and in her life right now in the name of Jesus. So peace be still, and we speak peace to her mind, peace to her household in Jesus' name. And we say it's already done.
Amen.
Well, we thank God for you, Sister Lori.
Amen.
You receive it by faith, and I know God is honoring
wow.
that. Amen.
Wow.
Amen, amen. Thank you, God.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for Sister Lori. She's
amen.
A blessing to the ministry. Her
amen.
Family is so near and dear to our hearts. And we thank God for her loving on her children and her grandchildren, and we love them as well. In the name of Jesus. She says she received that word by faith, and we know we are people of faith. Amen.
Amen.
We walk by faith and not by sight.
Not by sight.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
I said we walk by,
we walk faith,
by faith and not by, by sight.
Not
the
by
word faith. Says the just shall live
by
faith. Hallelujah. Area code 434.
Oh,
434. We thank God for you this evening. 434.
Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. I'm giving glory to God. As the phone is muted, I just feel the anointing of the Lord just raining down. I praise him. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah.
I went
today and got a money order, and I'm filling out my thing to sow my seed, and my seed was for my family, and it was for the shalom and the salvation, the wholeness and healing and restoration of my family, the defeat to defeat and destroy the root of pride, confusion, destruction, rage, anger, and all its negative effects. And just as I was praying this morning and as I've been praying over my family, oh, God. Oh,
yes.
God is breaking.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Glory.
Yes.
And that's what you came on when you opened up with that. Well, Pastor Anthony, when you came on, that's what you were saying as far as the families. We're praying for families and everything. You just ran it down. And God's faithfulness. He is so faithful. He's so faithful because everything I've been praying about and everything that, I mean, every so often I would come back to the room and the spirit of prayer was on me and I was just praying out some things and the attacks were coming against me and the attacks were coming against the household. I mean, the attacks were coming against my family members. And I just, as I was in the spirit of prayer and just that spirit of thanksgiving and the forgiveness, I said, Lord, you know what, in the name of Jesus. And I told the devil, I said, you know what, you're trying to hit me. You know things are coming through, and you're still trying to come against me. You're trying to come against my family. You're trying to come against my loved ones. But I'm sowing that seed of forgiveness. And I just saw as I applied the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus to cleanse the wounds and the heal the hurts and heal the wounds of relationships. And I said, I apply the ointment of forgiveness and just for healing. And that's what I was sowing my seed for. When I got it the other day, I said, this is my seed. And, Lord, I'm sowing it for healing in my family.
Yes.
And God is so faithful because that's exactly as you were praying today. Everything is like he just lets us know, I heard you. I heard you. And
my
he confirmed
God. My
it.
God.
And when we come on this prayer line, I'm so glad I got the opportunity to press in to get on, and because he confirms his word with two or three witnesses.
My God.
He confirms it. He's so good. Sister Maria, I know what you mean because he kisses us, you know, and he kisses us in different ways, and he lets
my
us
God.
Know, yes, I heard you, and I hear you, and this is your answer, and he's just been answering me all day long. God is so awesome and so good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The word says abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And oh, God, he's so good. Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hey, amen, Sister Rita. We thank God for you tonight. That's just confirmation, as you said. God is as real as we are sitting here on this phone line. He's just as real as we want to be in our individual lives. When men or family fail us, God loves us in spite of ourselves, and I thank God that he reminds us how much he do love us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let me pray very quickly for you. Father, we thank God for Sister Rita, Lord, even as she has sown her seed, believing by faith right now that the seed will produce a harvest in her family, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. No matter what the issue is, no matter what the situation is, no matter what the past situation was, we thank God for her family. We thank God for the ones that she love and care about, that she is the intercessor standing in the gap for her family, Lord. She's believing by faith right now that she can go to the God that can bless every member of her family in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, give her a special blessing. Strengthen her, Lord, when she needs to be strengthened. Thank you for her anointing. Thank you that she has the ability to pray for others, Lord. Thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. What she stands in the need of, that every need will be met in the mighty name of Jesus, even as you as affirmed of your word to her on tonight. Lord, we thank you that you increase her faith. Increase her ability, Father God. Increase her authority in the mighty name of Jesus. So bless this, the reader. We plead the blood of Jesus over her life, over her family. We say, Lord, keep her, guard her, raise her up, Father God. Exalt her in every area of her life. The doors that she needs to be open, Father, give her favor from on high. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you even that she called in tonight, just affirming the word, believing your word, knowing that the scriptures will not fail her. The word of God will not come back void, but it shall accomplish that which is sent it to do, just like the seed that she is sowing will not come back void, but it's going to grow. It's going to produce. It's going to manifest in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for her life.
Yes.
Thank you for her witness, Lord.
Yes.
And thank you for her even being a part of the New Creation Church family.
Yes.
I thank you for Sister Rita on tonight.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 But I think we're going to end the session. We're going to end the prayer. Intercessory tonight with your call, because everybody needs to know that God will affirm his word.
Amen.
Signs, wonders, and miracles will follow those who believe. And he took us to the scripture. He allowed Pastor and I and the people of God on this prayer line to pray. And I thank God for y'all tonight. Thank God for you, Sister Rita, every caller. Even those who did not call in, we see we've had a full switchboard, and we thank God for you. Believing in the power of prayer like us. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Pastor Anthony,
as you were praising, I'm just going to put it out there now. I'm not going to wait for it. I'm putting it out there now. As you were praying, I saw three doors. As you were talking about doors opening, I saw three doors. I receive it now in the name of Jesus. I receive that.
Jesus.
Three doors.
My God.
I thank God.
Thank you.
Praise God.
To God be the glory and oh man. Oh
wow.
Glory. To God be the glory and they are open. That's why he showed you a spirit. They already open. You just walk through them, daughter.
Amen. I'm just so glad that you released that in your obedience because I do see the three doors. Amen. And not only the three doors, but they're staggered. They're elevated. In other words, they're ascended. Hallelujah. So the blessings are stacked on top of each other, and they're multiplying. Amen. Hallelujah. And God is just releasing them, you know, from good to better to best. Amen. Hallelujah. And God is just multiplying blessings upon your life. And God is releasing rewards into your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because of your faithfulness and your obedience towards him. Hallelujah. And the assignments that he has given you. And I said the assignments that he has given you because of your obedience. So there are three doors. He did show me three doors. And they're not that far apart, but they are stacked. They're staggered. Going up, elevated, in the name of Jesus. And you are stepping, every step you're taking, God is taking you higher. You're going higher and higher and higher. And it's a spiritual blessing, and it's attached to the natural. My God, hallelujah. So there are spiritual blessings attached. No, I'm sorry. God says there are natural blessings attached to the spiritual.
Amen.
That's what
he's
showing me. Natural blessings. Attached to the spiritual. Amen. So as you elevate spiritually, the blessings are being released naturally. That's what God is showing me. And so, yes, there are three, and he showed me the Trinity, that is the fullness of the Godhead that's operating in your life in this season. Hallelujah. So you cannot fail. My God. My God, hallelujah, hallelujah, to God be the glory, my God, hallelujah.
Amen. Well, we thank God for you, Sister Rita, stay in touch. Amen, to God be the glory. We thank God for her on tonight. Amen. As we're about to go off the air, caller, we see that one more hand raised. Mother, before we forget, we see you out there. We thank God for our mother.
Yes.
On the prayer line today.
Yes.
We love you, Mom.
We love you.
We saw Princess' little birthday situation. We love the family. We love you, Mom. And we thank God for you being on the prayer tonight. To God be the glory. This final call tonight, we thank God for you. Area code 111. God bless you. Area code 111, was that a prayer request?
Hi, God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. It's coming up 111, but this is Tina. Sister Tina, how are you this evening?
God bless you. We are well. How are you?
I'm well. I'm just calling. So far, I was listening to everyone, and the prayers going forth was just awesome. Praise God for all the reports. And the last call by Sister Rita was amazing. Praise God what she's doing in her life and will be doing in her life. I'm just calling in for prayer as I continue to walk in the season that God has me in and not complain. Through the trials and tribulations, I know there is victory at the end, so I'm just calling for prayer.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Tina, God. We thank you for her life, God. We thank you, Lord, for having a hedge of protection around her, God. We thank you for the season that she's walking in, oh, God. And we just ask, Father God, that you will continue to strengthen her, Father God. Continue to encourage her, God. Continue to enlighten her. Show her, Father God, what it is that you want her to see, oh, God. Continue to open her eyes, my God, of discernment. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for opening doors that no man can close, God. Thank you, Lord, for closing doors that no man can open, God. We thank you for the newness, Father God, even the elevation, oh, God, that she is experiencing, oh, God, in her life, God. And we ask, Father God, that you will continue to bless her, oh, God. Continue, Father God, to direct her path. Your word says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for continuing to direct her path, oh, God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I see you walking on a tight rope, my God, hallelujah, and you're putting, and God's just saying to you today to continue to put one foot in front of the other as you continue to walk forward in him, amen, hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that even as she's on that tight rope in that very vicarious position, oh, God, that she continues to move forth by faith, oh, God, that she, Father God, does not look to the left or to the right, God. But, Lord, allow her to keep her eyes stayed on you, the author and the finisher of her faith, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And God is saying on tonight that he has a great plan for your life. He still has a great plan for your life. No matter what you're walking through right now, no matter what you've been walking through, God wants you to know that he still has divine purpose over your life. And as you continue to walk with him, even though it gets tough at times, that God's going to bring you out. I see darkness. I see almost like a tunnel that you've been walking through some dark seasons, but God says to you that there is light at the end of the tunnel. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And God is growing you. I just see God growing you and he's stretching you. Hallelujah. And God is just saying, trust me. And here, I hear God. He's like almost, there's a sensation in my ears and God is talking to you about hearing him, hearing his voice and hearkening to his voice and shedding out other voices that may try to cloud your vision, cloud your spiritual insight. So, Lord, we just thank you for Sister Tina and what you're doing in her life. Lord, we pray for healing over her life, for every disappointment and discouragement, God. We ask, Father God, that you continue to encourage her heart, Father God. Continue, Father God, to be the joy of her life, God. That you will continue, Father God, to show her the way to go. That you will continue, Father God, to open the doors, and Father God, hallelujah, direct her path, even as she continues to walk with you. So, Lord, we thank you for this season that she's in. Help her not to get distracted, oh God. Help her not to, Father God, hallelujah, get lost in disappointment even, oh God. Help her not, Father God, to, Father God, look to the left or to the right, but to continue forward with you. So we thank you for this season that she's in, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, for spiritual growth, oh God. We thank you for
prosperity and blessing. Oh, my God, prosperity and blessings even are wrapped up in this season. In the name of Jesus, God continues to elevate you and move you forward. God's got some blessings with your name on it. Hallelujah. Let not your heart be troubled, my God, but continue to believe in Jesus and trust in God. In Jesus' name, so Lord, we thank you, Father God, for your woman servant. Continue to bless her. Continue to keep her. Continue to guide and lead her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. But we thank God that she's our final caller on tonight. We tarried a little bit, and before we go off the air, to God be the glory. Hallelujah. We want to invite everyone, glory be to God, to the New Creation Church service on tomorrow night, and hallelujah, and Thursday and Sunday.
Yes.
Hallelujah, tomorrow, to God be the glory. Yes, tomorrow is something that we're doing new at New Creation Church, marriage and family relationship sessions, and what we're doing every third Wednesday at New Creation. So many relationships are failing, so many marriages sometimes are failing. Even as single and engaged people, we have a special anointing on our lives, and in this season, we just want to pour into people's lives as it pertains to marriage and relationships.
Yes.
So come out tomorrow night,
yes.
Bring your family, bring your loved ones, tell a coworker,
yes,
that they're doing something real unique and different at New Creation Church as it pertains to marriage and family and relationships.
Yes.
Singles, you need to come out,
yes,
and hear what God wants to speak into your life.
Yes.
To God be the glory. Mother, I just want to pray for you very quickly.
Yes.
Father, in the name,
yes,
of Jesus, we thank you for our mother, Mother,
yes,
May Thomas,
yes,
Lord.
Yes.
We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus for her life.
Yes,
we thank you for this patriarch, this matriarch.
Yes.
We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that we still look to her for strength.
Yes.
We thank God for you blessing her with a beautiful home,
yes,
Sanford, Florida. Blessing her with family and loved ones that surround her.
Yes.
We thank you for her children and her grandchildren tonight.
Yes.
That you meet every need in her household.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for planting her in a great church house down there in Sanford, Florida.
Yes.
We thank you for her pastor,
yes,
and her church,
yes,
family, Reverend Allen, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for her church family in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you for Mother May Thomas. Bless her, keep her, guard her in the name of Jesus. Reverend Houston, Lord, a wonderful woman of God. Glory be to God. Bless Reverend Houston, Mother May Thomas, pastor, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for my mother. Thank you for her life. Thank you that you continue to bless her. You continue to give her everything that she needs. Meet her prayers and the desires of her heart in the name of Jesus. Give a peace which surpasses all understanding.
Yes.
And Father God, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That even as we look to her and people call her and share with her, Lord, that you would give her, glory be to God, the words of wisdom to speak into the lives of her children and her grandchildren and her loved ones in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for our mother, Lord. We thank you for the peace of God being her portion in this season. We love you, Mom. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And we pray for all the children again. God is just putting it on my heart to pray for all the children represented on this line, for the children, oh God, every child, oh God, that's represented on this line. We thank you, Lord, for healing, deliverance, oh God. We put the blood of Jesus over their lives, and we pray a hedge of protection around them, oh God, and we pray protection over them, and we pray for our children, oh God, our children and our grandchildren, oh God. We lift up our children and our grandchildren to you on tonight, and we thank you, Lord, for blessing our children. We pray for young Jessica right now, Jay, as she sprained her ankle on Sunday, God. We pray healing over her life right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you would heal that ankle and that you would keep her protected from harm and danger, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we love you and we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, God bless you, Lord. Lord God is so good. I just feel the power of the Holy Ghost so mightily on this prayer line. And God is healing headaches tonight, my God. Hallelujah. And back pain. My God, I just see somebody with back pain and you're being healed. God is delivering you right now in the name of Jesus. God is healing somebody's heart. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Be healed of your diseases in Jesus' name. Be healed. Oh, glory. Be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Sandy, God's doing something marvelous in the life of your husband. I don't know what's going on in his life, but God showed me breakthrough in his life. Sister Sandy, God showed me breakthrough in your husband's life. My God, hallelujah. So get ready for that praise report. The Lord knows that God has moved on this line, and we're about to go down. We can be here all night. We can tarry. But we're about to go from this place. But we bless each and every one of you. We thank each and every one of you for coming to pray with us on Tuesdays. Know that we love you. If the Lord leads you to sow, you can send your seed to Pastor Rebecca Simmons. We're at 14. Pastor Rebecca Simmons. And our P.O. Box is P.O. Box 2476. P.O. Box 2476. Bloomfield, that's one word, Bloomfield, New Jersey, 07003. And visit us at the church. Pastor said, told you tomorrow we're dealing with family and relationships and marriage. Listen, God is going to meet every one of us there tomorrow. Every Thursday night we deal with addiction and addictive behaviors. And then on Sunday, listen, the Lord has been meeting us on Sunday. So you want to come out and worship God with us every Sunday. Sunday is like fire. My God, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. It's that there's a revival taking place in Hillside. Amen. And then every first Wednesday is Fire Wednesday, and our second, fourth, and fifth Wednesday will continue to be our Bible study. Come on out, amen. We'll see you here on prayer again for those of you who are too far. Know we love you. We're here every Tuesday for prayer. So God bless you. Amen. Go in peace. We're going to serve, play I Believe by James Fortune. Go in peace and save, serve our Lord and keep the faith. Keep the faith, because we walk by faith and not by sight. Good night. We love you. Amen.
Keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able. Oh, I believe I know he is already done.
The word tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
About your future.